on the Vermont Sports Network. From Learfield IMG College, this is the Catamount Insider. Brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped. Get to work now. From the handy Toyota broadcast booth, here's Michael Lear.
Episode 17 of Catamount Insider. It's brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work. Located on Cat Lane in Richmond. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Michael Lear. This week is a fun one. We have two unique sports student-athletes that we haven't had yet. Marina Villanova from the ski team will be our first guest, and then a two-part interview with the entire men's hockey coaching staff. Took some tech work, and it worked out. It's really cool and really fun. So that is the middle two segments of the show. So join us for all that. Let's do it. This is Catamount Insider.
Catamount Country! It's time to dance!
Markin 4-3. Got it!
From Shanahan again, she scores!
Ace Cowens, top right corner, with half a second to go, and the Cats win!
Alrighty, it's a busy season for winter sports, so let's see how I do here. First, the ski team took their first EISA Carnival win of the season with 867 points in the Harvard Carnival. That was Friday and Saturday. Women's ice hockey went to Boston College for a pair of games, and they played two wild ones. The first was a 7-5 loss and then a 2-2 tie in overtime in comeback fashion. Men's hockey hosted Vermont Night on Saturday, which was really cool. They were in these awesome flannel jerseys. If you haven't seen them, you can go to any of our social media sites. They're on there. They're also still available for bidding. They're still available for auction. There's just over 12 hours left when this drops. So if you're listening Friday night or if you're listening Thursday night or early Friday morning, you should check that out. It's at uvmathletics.com/auctions. Track and field competed at the Middlebury Winterfell. Both men's and women's indoor track and field teams won. John Benner was named AmeriKey's most outstanding male performer, and as I mentioned, we will hear him on the podcast in a little bit. Swimming and diving took a close loss at Rhode Island on Saturday. The basketball teams played twice each. First, they swept Hartford by a combined 27-point margin, and they split with Maine, with the men pulling out a nail-biter win on the road on Wednesday. When we come back, Marina Villanova from the ski team will hop on the podcast for the first time. You're listening to Catamount Insider from Learfield IMG College.
And now a message from Steve Gentile.
Life is filled with uncertainties. Your career, your health, your family situation, they're all subject to change. So how can you plan for your future when you don't know what it'll hold? Hi, I'm Steve Gentile, and I can help. I will work with you to create a wealth plan and help you manage your investments through all the changes. So give me a call at 652-6007. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Concerned that too much of your money might be going to taxes? Maybe it's time to consider the advantages of year-round tax planning. Raymond James Financial Advisors, Bob Torney, Ryan Bartley, and Alex Bryan can help develop a year-round plan to help keep more money in your pocket and less in Uncle Sam's. Call Bob, Ryan, and Alex today at 802-448-6077 in Burlington and ask about tax-advantaged investment alternatives you can use anytime. Raymond James & Associates, Inc., member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. Raymond James and its advisors do not offer tax advice. You should discuss any tax matters with an appropriate professional. Life well planned.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Thinking about transferring your prescriptions to a new pharmacy, but aren't sure where to start? At Kinney Drugs, we make it easy to transfer with our easy transfer service. Simply stop in, give us a call, or download our convenient mobile app, and we'll take it from there. Transfer today and discover how easy it is to manage your prescriptions with the rest of our Circle of Care pharmacy services. Only from Kinney Drugs, your hometown employee-owned pharmacy.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Rabin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Handy Toyota, ID9, exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at handycars.com.
Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse, the area's largest selection of tropical foliage and flowering houseplants. Clausen's is not your average garden center. Clausen's is a must-see with beautiful arrangements and seasonal and house plants, fresh-cut flowers and accessories. Our knowledgeable staff can help guide you to finding just the right plant or accessory for your garden and or home. With seasonal changes, we assure that there is always something exciting waiting for you to discover at Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%, or shop online at CeresRemedies.com. That's C-E-R-E-S Remedies.com.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. It's presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. Now with our first skiing student athlete that we've ever had, I think, on the podcast, Marina Villanova from the UVM ski team. So thanks for coming on. And I know it's your first podcast or any type of interview like this, so thanks for doing it with us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
So can you tell us a little bit about your background in skiing? How did you end up skiing, and where have you lived? Because I think it's so interesting that you've lived in now three different countries if you count the U.S.
Yeah, so basically I was born in Spain, and I grew up there, and I skied like in the Pyrenees, which are the mountains in between France and Spain. And like I raced there. And then my parents decided to move to Canada in 2010. And then I started skiing at Tremblant, which is like a mountain like 3 hours away. And then I made it on the Quebec team when I was like 15, and made the Canadian development team when I was 16. And then I got injured like 2 years ago. And I, before even getting injured, I was planning on coming to UVM.
Oh, really?
But then I got injured, and then I was kind of like, I still really want to go. So I like tried to come back as quick as possible. And then I had a comeback season last season, and thankfully I was like skiing well. So the coach took me on again and was like, yeah, you can come. So. And then now I'm here.
Yeah, that all worked out. So how different has skiing been at all the different places you've been? I mean, let's start with the Pyrenees and then go into Canada, and now skiing a lot in the U.S. with the NCAA slate. How different is skiing in all these different places?
Definitely, like, some places were more intense than other places. Like, I think growing up, ski racing in Europe was, like, intense.
Yeah, I imagine.
And then when I came to Canada, it was a bit more, like, easygoing. But they had, like, a good developing program. So in the end, I think coming to Canada and, like, being in a more chill, but in a program that's, like, more, there's more support, helped me in the long run. So I'm, like, happy that I developed in Canada.
And what makes you love skiing? Why is this the sport you go with and not any other sport that you could imagine?
I think it's, like, the freedom, like, to just, like, go out there and go as fast as possible. And, like, it's just, like, such an intense sport, and it's very mental. So to be able to, like, control your emotions and just, like, let yourself, like, not think and just, like, ski, like, but also have some tactics. Like, I think it's a very fun sport that you also learn, like, a lot of life skills, like, when you travel and stuff. Like, we other sports don't necessarily get to experience traveling as much as we do. And, yeah, basically that's why.
So I feel like this is just something, I mean, at least I don't really know, and I don't know if a lot of other people know. You get to a point when you're skiing and you're really good. You're good enough to ski for a college team, and you're competing against a bunch of other student-athletes that are good enough to ski for their college teams. How do you get better by just a second or just a half a second? Like, what do you work on to make just those little things a little bit better throughout a season or really your ski career?
Yeah, that's actually a really good question, because I feel like some people just, like, assume you get better by, like, not doing much. But it's honestly, like, the behind the scenes, like what you do in the summer, let's say. Like, skiing's a winter sport, so people don't assume that you do anything in the summer, but the things you do in the summer, like the training and, like, all the skiing you do and all the working out is, like, what makes a difference in the winter. So, like, really focusing on, like, getting better every day, like, in the fall and the summer is, like, what will make a difference in the winter.
So how do you, and I feel like I ask all the Olympic sport athletes, where at the end of the year is when you need to be at your best for conference championships and the ISA championships and all that stuff. How do you make sure you peak at the right time? So come towards the end of this ski season, you're at your absolute best.
Yeah, so basically, like, at least for me, I'm a very, like, energetic skier. So I have to make sure that I have energy every time I ski, and just managing that, like, through my, like, nutrition and, like, not overtraining, and keeping my strength up. Like, let's say even if I'm skiing every day of the week, I have to fit in, like, a strength workout, which is sometimes hard. So just managing my, like, my energy and, like, making sure, like, my training is always, like, always has a quality factor to it, so that at the end of the season I peak and I feel good.
Interesting. All right, cool. So now, to take away from skiing and maybe get to know you a little bit better outside of skiing, what's your favorite place to eat in Burlington that you've been here a couple years?
Honestly, like, so this is my first year here.
Yeah.
And I mostly eat at the dorms.
Okay. So what's your favorite dorm food?
My favorite dorm food, I'm a big fan of the simple servings.
Nice.
But also, in Canada, we don't have such a wide selection of cereals, so I've really been experimenting with the cereals.
That's so awesome. All right, so what's your favorite cereal so far?
I like the Golden Grahams.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I never even thought about the fact that you wouldn't have a wide variety of cereal. All right, so what is your favorite movie? And what language is it in?
So, I don't really think of, like, my favorite movies much, but my friend sent me a video of an Over the Hedge clip.
Nice.
Of the squirrel in it, and she was like, "This is you." And I just remembered how much I loved that movie as a kid, so I think that's my favorite movie.
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Yeah, me neither.
That is such a good movie. If somebody famous could be your best friend, who would you pick to be your famous best friend?
Probably Justin Bieber.
Okay. Is there a Canadian connection there?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Like, I have friends that, like, met him before he was famous and, like...
Oh, really?
Yeah. But basically, he seems like a cool guy, even if he, like, sometimes struggles. But he seems like a nice guy.
Who's been your biggest supporter of your ski career? Who are your biggest fans?
So, honestly, like, my dad's probably my biggest one. He, like, always wants me to have fun, and he's always there for me to cheer me up or, get me motivated for my races and stuff. But I find my friends, like, I have one friend that was on the national team with me, and she's 4 years older, and when I got injured, she was like, no, like, she was always, like, motivating me and, like, saying how I had to, like, come back stronger, and then she's my biggest, like, motivator. So, like, I think having her, like, as an inspiration really helped me. Her name is Michaela Tommy.
All right, awesome. Shout out, Michaela. Yeah. Gotta give her that shout out. If you could be at any sporting event in history, what sporting event would you want to go back to?
So being from Spain, I have like a big soccer background. And I, when I was a kid, I loved to watch the like the 2010 South Africa World Cup, the FIFA one, because Shakira had like the really fun song, like Waka Waka or something.
Yep.
So I love that, so I wish I was there.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
So did you play soccer growing up?
Yeah, I played a lot of soccer, ran a lot.
So why'd you pick skiing over soccer? Were you better at skiing than soccer?
I feel like it's a lot harder to be good at soccer.
Yeah, that's a good point.
There's more people who play.
So do you still follow it a lot?
Yeah, like I have my favorite team's the Barcelona soccer team.
Nice.
But yeah, so I follow it, but not religiously. But
gotcha. And it's also harder to watch being in the States or being out here, right?
Yeah.
With timing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, last question for you. So you're finally healthy and going into the season, and you guys are kind of in the full swing of it right now. What are you most excited about for this year going towards as the season kind of starts to get more and more intense going forward?
I'm excited to, like, race with my teammates and just, like, grow as a team, like, just see where we can make it to. Like, we had big shoes to fill this season because last season they had like two World Cup skiers, Laurent Saint-Germain and Paula. So I feel like people, like now that they're gone, we have big shoes to fill, and the girls are like working hard, and like this, even this weekend, we like proved that we can do it. We had three girls on the top 10, so like already we're like on like peak, like we're already like on a good route.
Yeah, that's exciting. Well, cool.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to get in before I let you go here?
No.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for coming on, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
We'll be back on Catamount Insider in just a bit from Learfield, IMG College.
Tough, powerful, versatile. It's a cat. Equipment you want, features you need, support you can trust. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Life is filled with uncertainties. Your career, your health, your family situation, they're all subject to change. So how can you plan for your future when you don't know what it'll hold? Hi, I'm Steve Gentile, a financial advisor right here at Morgan Stanley's Colchester office. I'll work with you to create a wealth plan and manage your investments through all of the changes. To get started, give me a call at 652-6007 and start planning your future today. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
When it comes to floors, windows, and doors, you want the best in high-quality service and selection. You could roll the dice with one of the big box stores, but why leave anything to chance? The professionals at Able Paint, Glass, and Flooring have sold and installed miles of flooring and thousands of doors and windows in Vermont homes and businesses. Count on Able for expert advice, free estimates, and top-notch service from technicians who care. That's Able Paint, Glass, and Flooring. Pine Street, Burlington, ablevt.com.
Burlington Country Club, located in the heart of Burlington and founded in 1924. BCC is the oldest club in Chittenden County, and although the club is steeped in rich history, the grounds and community continue to evolve. Today, BCC is filled with an energetic, youthful membership and a vibrant social scene with weekly leagues, couples golf, and family-friendly events that members can enjoy with friends and family alike. There's something for everyone, both on and off the course, at BCC.
Natural casings, of course, is our big seller, and then we have, in the skinless variety, we have the all beef and the all meat.
Bill McKenzie talks about that staple of summer, McKenzie hot dogs.
We haven't changed ingredient-wise or the way that we make the hot dogs in all these years. The same fresh meats go into it. There's no fillers. Still using natural spices. Did the same way when old John McKenzie was around.
McKenzie hot dogs, available wherever fine meats are sold.
If you're going to have a hot dog, why not have a good one? And McKenzie's is a good one.
Kiss the Cook, Prohibition Pig and Positive Pie, Tom Girl Juice, Vermont Artisan Tea and Coffee, and Hender's Bake Shop, Pinkies on State and The Scuffer. A love of food and drink is something we all share in Vermont. And something all these great businesses share is a relationship with Northfield Savings Bank. And the relationships, well, they're as varied as the businesses themselves. For some, we help with business lending, delivering the speed and knowledge that comes with local decision-making. For others, it's our interest-earning deposit accounts that manage the day-to-day. And some businesses take full advantage of the convenience of our online banking. Bottom line, we are in the business of helping your business. So whatever your appetite is for business growth, we can help. Stop by a Northfield Savings Bank branch or give us a call. Maybe we can meet for coffee or tea or lunch or a snack. Trust us, we know a few good spots. Northfield Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome to Catamount Insider, brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. We have a lot of cords going and a lot of coaches going. We're here with the entire men's hockey coaching staff. So we'll first go around and say hi to everybody. Coach Senden, how's it going over there?
Outstanding, Michael. Thank you.
Jeff Hill, buried in the cord corner. It looks very comfortable. How's it going?
It's great. You put me here because I'm the short guy. I understand.
I mean, you're the short guy that doesn't have to work the computer. I'm the shorter guy. So you don't have to work the computer. KP, first time on the podcast, KP.
Yeah, first time participant.
Long time listener. Let's go.
Well, I don't need to say anything. You got it.
I don't know. It's just getting it out there. And then Ryan Callahan. How's it going, Ryan?
It's going great. Thanks for having me.
Ryan's our director of hockey ops. Full disclosure, we only have four inputs on the soundboard. So Ryan's on a side microphone, and then I'm going to edit that back into everything. So hopefully that all goes according to plan. The reason I want to have you guys all on here was, first, we had the live audience last week, and Jeff Hill suggested it. He said that we should get all of them on at once. I think it'd be cool to get to know you guys all together and hopefully get some stories out of you as well. So what I want to start with is how you guys all got together. So KP and Coach Sneddon, you two have been together the longest. How did, first, just generally, how did you two end up together and then here? Either one of you can start that off.
I'm going to let KP.
All right, KP, go ahead. How did you end up at UVM with Coach Sneddon?
UVM with Coach Sneddon, where we went back. Many years before that, Union, and actually the relationship started through my dad. Kevin knew my dad when he was an assistant at Union, and I was at Deerfield and in Green Bay, and started to develop a relationship there. Seen each other on the road and different things, and
Yes, we did.
All right, so I know that part comes with a little bit of a story. Can we tell the first
KP wasn't
all right, go ahead.
Yet.
Go ahead, KP. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So we met each other on the road, got to know each other.
Yeah, great. I guess summer of 98, Coach Sneddon gets a nod over the summer to be the new head coach at Union College. July, I think.
You're right. It was late. Might have been August.
And I was planning on going back for my second year in the USHL in Green Bay, and all along goal was to get to college hockey, and lucky enough to have the opportunity to join coach's first staff.
So did he call you then and say, do you want to join my staff, or how'd that work?
I would say I was probably knocking on his door.
Yeah,
I think there was dad exchanged $20,000 with me, and yep. The call was made shortly after
that's
that.
That's so funny. It's the same way I got this job.
Yeah,
it all works out.
No, it was as much as KP was calling to express interest, the feeling was very mutual back then, and he had a great reputation at Deerfield and in the USHL, and obviously I've always believed that you want to surround yourself with good people, and chance to get to know the Patrick family. It was a pretty easy phone call to make to get the the process going.
So now the story about the hot dog real quick. What happened the first time or one of your first interactions with KP that he'll never live down and you'll never forget?
He told it pretty well off air. I mean, maybe forgot a couple details. So I'll kind of, you know, he pulled out 1998.
Like, we're going to get to his trivia skills.
I don't remember what happened last week, let alone 1998. But we were at a prep school tournament, the Floodmar tournament. And back in the day, parents were responsible for setting up the concession stand. So they had all these amazing foods prepared by some of the parents. Clam chowder was a big hit. You know, lots of different chilies and things like that. And you know, KP's been known to snack here or there, and it was, I think, about 10 a.m. in the morning, and his belly was growling. And the thing about these rinks is they didn't have netting up or anything like that, so during warm-up in particular, pucks were flying everywhere. And, you know, KP was over at the – really just contributing to the growth of the prep school and trying to raise some money. He thought it would be important to get a hot dog.
It's about the families, right, KP?
You got to give back.
It's about the kids, really. It's about giving back, and nothing better than a tube steak at 10 a.m. So he doctored up, you know, much like Picasso, just painted on this beautiful layer of yellow mustard and was so excited to have it touch his lips. And then he turned around, saw me and John Micheletto, who was coach of on my coaching staff as well, and we were trying to pay attention to the warm-up, but we're interrupted by KP, who came over with a hot dog. And at the same time he was about to really get into the hot dog, a puck ricocheted off the back wall, clipped KP in the back of the head, smashing his face into the hot dog. He didn't fall. I don't even know if he blinked. And the hot dog stayed in his hand. But mustard was everywhere. And he didn't break, like, he was just, he didn't break stride. He continued to talk, and it was me. I just lost lost my mind laughing at the amount of mustard that was coming from his nose. And it didn't affect him at all. He wiped it off, took a bite, and there we go.
Anything you need to add to that story, KP, or is that the whole?
It's pretty close. So when he said lost it, there might have been a finger pointing in my direction.
My God. The whole rink knew, and that's on me, KP. I was so impressed at that point, though. I wanted everybody to know.
easy pick for the rest of your coaching career up to this point to have him here. Then so now we got the KP story. How about how Jeff Hill ended up here? And I know that he played, and we talked to him on the podcast last week, but what do you two want to fire away with how Hilly ended up with you? Go ahead, Hilly.
I think we should let Jeff speak.
I don't know how I ended up here.
I don't either.
Yeah. still trying to figure that one out. Yeah, I played for Coach Sneddon. I was part of his second full season, so first recruiting class. And then was here for 4 years, then went away, and then came back. I was a volunteer director of hockey ops for 2 years, and now in my second year as an assistant coach full-time.
Do you have any great Hilly stories yet, or any hot dog incidences or anything like that?
No, he would never eat a hot dog.
No hot dogs.
No. It's actually a good coaching story. It was you're a freshman.
My freshman year.
We had a pretty good run our second year. We made it down to the ECAC championship in Albany, and we lost the first game to Cornell. We were right on the. What do you call it?
Bubble,
thank you, mm-hmm. of making the NCAA tournament. We had to beat Colgate to even give ourselves a chance to make the NCAA tournament. So we probably went over their power play, which was very effective, maybe 200 times. And in the first period, their first two attempts, they scored, and we executed it completely wrong. And I was trying to get my point across to the team, and I may have been a little bit too emotional. I ended up with a dry erase marker in my hand. I put my hand through the easel.
Nice.
Through the board.
In the locker room?
I was trying to say Joey Mormina right here, and I went right through. Now, I think I made my point. However, I forgot to let go of the pen trying to pull my hand through. So I couldn't get my arm off the darn easel.
So the intense moment becomes coach's hand stuck in an easel.
And it was up by his shoulder, too.
Yeah.
He went all the way through it.
Yeah.
So is that just one of your favorite stories of coaching, or how does Hilly
Well, it gets better. It gets better. So I finally shake it through, realizing that I had to let go of the pen. Simple math. But ended up tossing it. It went into the bathroom where our trainer was utilizing the facilities. Didn't hit him, but it was in there. On my way out, Jeff thought it'd be a good idea as a freshman to lighten the mood a little bit and said, hey, coach, I think we're going to have to pay for that. And it was perfect. It was absolutely perfect timing. The boys got a chuckle, got me relaxed, calm, and we went on from there.
So Hilly, anything to add to that story, or did you actually think I'm going to try to lighten the mood, or are you just being a smart aleck?
Probably just being a smart aleck. I didn't like to take things too seriously, I don't think. So, yeah, I don't know what gave me the courage to say that.
That's awesome.
In a game like that to a head coach as a freshman, backup goaltender. I don't not sure how that happened.
It's the moxie you need when you're picking the rest of your
staff.
Yeah, I mean, then you end up on his staff. All right, fourth member of the staff here that has his side mic on, right? Ryan Callahan, director of hockey ops. Since coaches let everybody else tell them how they got here, why don't you tell us how you got here?
So I was with the Islanders Hockey Club coaching after I graduated from college. And I had I was talking with our head coach, Sean Tremblay, who is a good friend with Coach Sneddon. He said there was an opportunity for a volunteer. And I think Sneddy emailed me, actually while I was on the golf course.
What'd you shoot?
I don't know. I think you ruined my round. I saw the email, and we exchanged a few emails back and forth, and jumped on a phone call, came up here on a visit, and that's kind of how I ended up here. I mean, it was a no-brainer, and looking back at it, and obviously this year being the director of hockey ops, so taking another step forward, and really excited about it.
All right, Coach, so only 2 years. It might be one, any of the three of you may have to get into this. What's a good Ryan Callahan story, or what were your first impressions of him when he was just the young volunteer coach a year ago and now transitioned into the full hockey ops guy?
Well, what doesn't shock me that he was on the golf course. As we all know, it's very limited time in the office. He's usually out there. But I'm just kidding, just kidding, just kidding. No, it doesn't shock me at all.
January.
He's actually, I know. Well, indoor
Finds
golf.
Way. Gonzo is right.
Gonzo. Yeah, there's a plug for Gonzo. But no, Tremor's a very, very good coach. Somebody I always respected in recruiting and the way he runs his team, what he stands for. And, you know, he called me about Ryan and said he'd be tremendous as a volunteer, just wants an opportunity, and obviously shows a lot of commitment to somebody who would do that, right? Not receive money and work every day just as hard as everybody else. And he did a great job as a volunteer. And when we had the hockey operations position back, it was a pretty easy decision to offer to Ryan. So he's been great. Unfortunately, I don't know that I have a ton of funny stories on Ryan yet. I mean, it's pretty new. KP's got
funny,
a little bit something.
It kind of made me pretty jealous. You know, he shows up in this head of hair that he had.
Oh, he had the hockey hair. I forgot about
jet
that.
Jet black hockey hair.
Yes.
And I got this gray hair, and I'm balding, and here's this young guy, and it was a tough opening moment.
Hey, KP, skinny suits. Skinny suits, coiffed beard, flow like crazy. Man.
Right,
I was
have you
jealous.
Changed your wardrobe or your look since then, or did you were just trying to show off right off the bat?
No, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'll take it as a compliment. But I'm sure.
We're
I'm sure.
To get a picture for you to put up on the site.
It was your story. Wasn't it your bio pic?
I think.
Oh,
yeah, I think
I
for
remember
a year
that and picture.
We
got the lettuce going, as you hockey folk might say.
Some great salad.
I mean, my brother gets pretty jealous because he's losing it pretty quickly. So.
Jinxed yourself. It's gone.
Yeah, no. There's gray. There's gray in there, but I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon.
All right, well, now that we finally introduced the four of them, and now we got to we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with some quick questions about road life and some hockey memories as well. You're listening to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Catt from Learfield, IMG College.
Burlington Country Club, located in the heart of Burlington and founded in 1924. BCC is the oldest club in Chittenden County, and although the club is steeped in rich history, the grounds and community continue to evolve. Today, BCC is filled with an energetic, youthful membership and a vibrant social scene with weekly leagues, couples golf, and family-friendly events that members can enjoy with friends and family alike. There's something for everyone, both on and off the course, at BCC.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
Did you know that there's more than $94 million in unclaimed financial property in Vermont and that the Vermont State Treasurer's Office receives millions in new property each year? Some of it could be yours. There's no charge or commission to claim your money. So even if you've checked before, check again.
Hi, I'm State Treasurer Beth Pierce. Search for your name online at missingmoney.vermont.gov or give my office a call at 1-800-642-3191. It's your money. Claim it.
D Physical Therapy has been serving the greater Burlington area for over 30 years. With three convenient locations in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, we accept all insurances. Treating athletes, the injured worker, the student athlete, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us on the web at dept.com to learn more. That's DEEPT.com.
Hi, I'm Jeff Bushy, sales manager of the Best Western Plus, Windjammer Inn, Windjammer Restaurant, and Upper Deck Pub. I've been personally working with UVM Athletics for over 20 years, and I've seen some amazing games at the GUF. We wish Kevin Snedden and the UVM Athletics the best this season. We're also proud to be a Victory Club sponsor for UVM Athletics and look forward to the continuing success of this program. And if you're at the game or plan to attend one in the future, I personally invite you to join us at the Upper Deck Pub. It's a great place to meet before or after the game. And keep us in mind when you have guests coming in from out of town. Go Cats, go!
Hi, this is Matt
and John Erickson
from Vermont Paint Company.
As your local family-owned Benjamin Moore dealer, we are proud to partner with UVM Athletics.
On staff, we have a UVM alum, a UVM junior, and parents of current UVM students. So when you purchase Benjamin Moore from Vermont Paint, you really are supporting local families.
Serving Catamount Country for more than 79 years, Vermont Paint is conveniently located in Williston and Burlington and online at vtpaint.com.
Go Cats, go!
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Have you been thinking about electric car charging stations for your place of business? Cummings Electric can show you how to get up to 80% off the total cost of purchasing and installing an electric car charging station with a grant from the state of Vermont. Cummings Electric is your local authorized charge point dealer in Vermont. And now is the time to give Glenn a call and learn more about grant money currently available. Call Cummings Electric today at 802-658-1292 to learn more.
We are back here on Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. From right to left, Ryan Callahan, Kevin Patrick, Jeff Hill, and Kevin Snedden here on the men's hockey coaching staff. So we just did the whole intro to everybody, and now we'll start, I guess, with what we just had the little off-air conversation about. A big thing that I had no idea what to expect on hockey road trips and coaches on game days, and, you know, you never really know if you're supposed to talk to them or what you're supposed to do. And then I realized that for you guys, game day, a lot of your work is done, especially when it gets to time to head to the rink for the game. So crosswords is a big part of your all life. I guess we'll let Ryan, as the quote-unquote leadoff hitter, go ahead and introduce what the crossword life is like on the road.
Yeah, so I'll be honest. I had never done one before I got on the road with these guys.
Yeah, that was clear.
And well, yeah, I appreciate that. Well, I'm getting into that. So the way I like to go about it is, I mean, obviously these guys are, you know, they're smart guys, and Sneddy finished the crossword in like 5 minutes. So I figured if, you know, I take a hack at it, spell a word or two wrong, it's going to take him a little bit longer to get it done. So. I'm just trying to help out. I know Hilly, he's a master at it. So just trying to make their life a little more difficult because we have 2 hours, you know, when we get to the rink. So it's a long period to wait. So anything to pass the time.
So you're saying you contribute by making things a little harder, but you also get to have fun in the process?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I think I'm trying in spelling things correctly. And if a word doesn't fit, take a letter or two off, make it fit. And that's the way I go about it, and I think the boys enjoy it.
It's like Kevin from The Office, where, like, just add Kalevin and you get the job done.
That's it, yeah.
So how did crosswords get started on the road?
I actually think, it started with Terry Lovelett when he was a volunteer way back when, and one of his proteges, Jeff Hill, I think kind of brought it back and has been kind enough to print some out. From USA Today and Wall Street Journal sometimes. Those are a little more hard.
Those are a little bit harder.
We do a lot of our work, you know, at 3 o'clock on game day for video, and course of the week is all about planning for your next opponent. And we've shown all our video, and
it's a nice little time kill.
We need about a good hour of time kill. Yeah.
2 hours before the game is the worst. That's the worst part.
You guys
want to
show
hockey.
Up and play.
Yeah. So one quick story along those notes. Terry Lovelett and I figured out, this was probably about 5 years ago, how many it was two hours before every game. If you factor that in over a 20 some odd year career, I think it works out over 100 days.
Oh, wow.
That I've tried to kill 2 hours before a game.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
I'm old.
It's easy math, I guess, but yeah, that's a really long time.
Yeah.
It's like the sitting at a stoplight time in our lifetime, that kind of stuff.
Ooh.
You know, it's like, what is it? It's like 24. That. Oh, it's a month?
No, I don't know. That's a good one.
I will have to run
a math. I'm not a math guy.
Well,
I went to a public Ivy, but I'm not a math guy.
All right, so on the we're gonna just keep going. On the trivia / crossword side, KP's trivia, wildly impressive. KP, where does your trivia background come from? How do you know all these random things about random things on this planet?
I'm pretty random, I guess. useless knowledge, you know, just over the years picking things up and not forgetting movie lines or stats and being able to pull them up. So I kind of call myself a little bit of the phone a friend with the crossword puzzles. Yep. I don't ever grab one or dive in all the way. I get a casual question or whatever.
But if it's like 1991 star in a one-hit wonder movie or something like that, you're the guy, right?
He's a go-to.
Yeah.
Go-to.
Does anybody have a favorite KP trivia question or anything that you've learned? Hilly, I feel like you are always in on the KP trivia.
I am. I feel like I get them right most of the time.
Really?
No, not at all. But
no way.
No.
I haven't gotten one right ever.
No, he asks a lot of, we're watching NHL game or whatever, and, you know, where did that guy play? And it's like a fourth line I've never heard of, and he knows exactly what college he went to and all that. So he usually stumps everybody on those.
Is that from scouting and stuff and recruiting, or how do you always know that stuff?
I think a combination of things. One of the biggest things is knowing the player pool out there and tracking players over the years. And one of the things that's changed in the time when Coach Ned and I have been doing it is the number of college players playing pro, making it to the NHL and being impact players. And so always tracking that has always been something I've taken pride in.
So what are some of your guys' favorite college hockey memories as far as coaching together? Is it more on the bench stuff, or is it more being in the locker room before games and sharing a big office like this and having those memories? Do you have anything that really stands out about coaching, maybe Coach Sneddon with you and KP over your long history together?
Well, it's just when you work this closely with a staff, it's not like a regular job, right? It's all of our passions and employment. And when you're working with people, you know, over the course course of time, you become pretty close. And this has brought us this situation right now has brought us very close together. It's been a trying season, as we all know, but to have the hockey minds all under one roof in the same room, and just being able to talk about life in general, like, those are the things I'll always cherish. That, you know, I think we're all in each other's lives, not just work.
And Ryan, on the other side, what have you learned in such a short time being with this team and with college hockey in general?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was a big step, but I mean, just, you know, Jeff Hillett had said that he was the volunteer and then was the director of hockey ops. So last year, not having a hockey ops position, Jeff was kind of responsible for, you know, all the meals and travel. And I know, obviously, KP and Snetty, they all kind of step up. And so just last year, getting to learn how that stuff, you know, that side of it works. And then obviously this year, you know, applying that. And, you know, it's fun going on the ice and stuff, but obviously, like, to be able to be a lot more with the video and stuff like that, it's a lot of information thrown at you at once pretty quick. But like I said, being able to rely on these guys, and you know, they've done it for a long time, and you know, I respect each and every one of them, and it's been awesome.
And Hilly, you kind of, I feel like, grew up with Coach Sneddon and Coach Patrick in a way, right? Like, you came here as a college kid and became a coach. And how do you feel like you've grown up among these two, and how much have they taught you about college hockey and life?
Yeah, it's definitely, like, having a couple different positions here has been definitely educational. Primarily, you know, my first year working with the goalies, and then just kind of sitting back and seeing how they operated, and then kind of being thrown into it with the op stuff and not knowing anything about video and trying to figure that out on the fly. That's kind of how I learned a lot with that stuff. And then, you know, into this position where it's a little bit more all-encompassing in the coaching aspect. Just the way they go about their daily, you know, preparation and their organization, and how much they work. It's definitely given me an insight of what it takes to coach at this level and have success at this level. And yeah, it's just been educational in so many different aspects, for sure.
All right, KP, I'll let you wrap this up. With all the staffs you've been a part of, what's special about this one? What makes you love coming to work every day and sitting 10 feet from Hilly and 20 feet from Coach Sneddon, and luckily maybe 40, 50 feet in another room for Ryan Callahan?
Well, as you say, it is special under the circumstances, all being in one room. Had it as an assistant at Union, the assistants were together in one room, but never, you know, the man in charge and the whole staff in one room. So, you know, as Coach talked about, just the passion of being, you know, yeah, they call it coming to work every day, but getting to follow your passion and seeing, sharing that passion with the other guys in this office. And ultimately, what that passion leads to, developing young men and helping them reach their goals and dreams. And that's the biggest thing. There's a lot of X's and O's, a lot of video in what we do, but it's the relationships and building those relationships and as I say, helping young men be great both on and off the ice.
All right, guys, anything else anybody wants to get in before we go? Any last lines?
No, I just want to give props to you. It has to be your first
It's the first five
interview.
Microphone. We had three hockey players, but we didn't get the side mic in. First coaching staff. I think now I just made more work for myself, and I'm going to have to do this with way more.
Yeah, no, this was really good.
Yeah,
this
but I like really the joint office. It makes it easy. So thanks to all you guys for doing this.
And that's all we got here for you on Catamount Insider. It was a very fun episode to do. Looking forward to next week as well. Thanks for listening. It's brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. I'm Michael Lear, saying so long from Catamount Country and Learfield, IMG College.
On the Vermont Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this has been the Catamount Insider, brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Vermont Sports Network.